good and faithful Pharisees were shocked and scandalized by this Jesus who welcomes sinners and eats with them. The early church questioned and looked askance at the likes of Paul and Barnabas, these new Gentile members of the church who had no tenet of the Mosaic law imposed upon them. And out of such reality comes a parable. A man had two sons. Now the parable is like a mirror that we hold up, and then we ask ourselves, what do we see? The younger son was truly prodigal. He was lavish on himself. He spent everything. The older son was just as prodigal in a different way. He gave himself over to compulsion, judgment. There was no end to the depth of that man's anger. But we never think of the father as being prodigal. He loved those two guys. He's prodigal in a whole different way. He gave himself totally over to them. He's like a teenager at the living room window waiting for the ride to the party. And when the guy shows up, he runs down the road, does not accept any apology, doesn't want to hear about any punishment. He throws his arms around him, kisses him, caresses him, dresses him, and then wines and dines him. This guy who just went through everything that the father gave him. But the father is not in a party mood, because somebody's missing. And he goes out, he leaves the party, and he goes to the elder son, seeing and seething that young man in anger, and he absorbs all the judgment that he's bringing upon the younger brother, and he pleads with him, come to the party. It would be good if this story had an end, but I don't think it does. I read it over and over again. I couldn't find an end. I don't know if the younger son will repeat his prodigality that the elder son finds absolutely so unforgivable. I don't know if the elder son would ever come into the party, or if he would repeat his own prodigality that seems so vindictive to the younger son. And I don't know if the father will ever stop loving those two terribly imperfect sons. I think there's no end to the story. For the need of the God, of the lavish reconciliation of the father still exists. The need of the lavish reconciliation of the Father still exists right here. Whether we're the elder, or whether we're the younger son, or whether we're a combination of both, it is this great gift of God's reconciliation that makes us a new creation, whether we are the elder, the younger, or the both. And that gives hope. A founded hope that there really is something called Easter. We have the opportunity to be made anew. Just accept what the Father offers you today.